So we complete this morning, to share with a friend. We complete this morning's Siman Reish Beitess. Our journey begins at Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We were here last year. We were looking at the Gemara of Hekert Seir, by which way the door swings, and we saw the Gemara of Rav Nachman and the Reish Galusa, and Rish Galusa asking to put mezuzahs. Rav Nachman says it's too early. For Hashem's reason, Magdim limits us, but you need to wait. Your house hasn't been fully built yet. It's too early in the process to put mezuzahs. You need your doors hung. They said, like we said, spoke about last time, the middle Si'ifim of Siman Reish Beitess. Either we need the doors hung so we could see, figure out Hekert Seir, figure out which way the mezuzahs point, or we need the doors hung because perhaps we need the door frames hung. Because otherwise, because Tassav Loman Asay, you can only attach mezuzah to the door frame after the door frame is attached to the house. Or as we'll come back to Siman Reish Pei Vav, the Rambam understands that I can't put mezuzah up until the doors are hung. The door frames were up. The Rambam is of the opinion, we'll see later on, that one's not chayav mezuzah unless the door frame has a door. Rambam is of the opinion we're not mekel like him. Rambam thinks that between your living room and dining room, there's no need for mezuzah because there's no door. And it says, Tassalom and Asad, how can we put up mezuzahs on door frames if there aren't doors attached yet? Okay. The Gemara goes on to say the following. Amar Yehuda, here we are. Amar Yehuda, Rab, Asah k'mineger psula. If the mezuzah is like a nagar, sounds like a peg, it says pasul. The Gemara says, really? Could that be any? If the mezuzah is like a peg, it's pasul. What does it mean like a peg? But also Yitzhak bar Yosef, when Yitzhak bar Yosef came, to come means to come, the Gemara Talmud Bava is written in Bavel. To come here means to come to Bavel. Yitzhak bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he conveyed the following factual insight about what things were like in Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he told us, the Kula Muzuzasa Devei Rebbe Keminagar Havu Avidan. He saw this. Yitzhak bar Yosef was an Amora who traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, and he had seen the house of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. And he said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's house, all the mezuzahs are put up like a peg. And then he gives another din also, not relevant to us right now, about the doorway between the Helm and the Beis HaMedrash. He pisched the Ayal Bei Rebbe, the Beis HaMedrash, the door he used to get to the Beis HaMedrash, lo hava lo mezuzah. That's something we'll discuss when we get to Reish Pei Vav. So how come, what are the reasons for that? But for a moment, our focus in the first din. They were all like a peg. The Gemara says, don't worry. Lo kasha. Ha Davida ke sichta, ha Davida ke istavira. Depends, was it like a sichta, or was it like an istavira? So there are two ways that mezuzah could be like a peg. One is kasher, and one is not. Question is, well, this hasn't helped us very much. What's a sichta? What's an istavira? Sichta is a peg. Istavira, what's an istavira? What's going on? So Rashi says, we begin with Rashi. Rashi says, Asah k'mineger, right before that first picture in Rashi, Asah k'mineger, you made it like a peg, shekvot chav b'saf, you stuck it into the doorpost like a nail, shetok v'in ha'nagarim, b'kosa, the way a nagar, a carpenter, if you hang a picture, so how do you bang in the nail? With a hammer. In which way? Take a look at this picture. See the top one? It's horizontal, facing into the wall, like this nail right over here. It says, that's pasul. Says Rashi, psula, the mitzvatza, the kazeh, like this. The kazeh means that top picture. You see the mezuzah is horizontal. Rashi says, no good. That's what neger means. The mitzvah, something like that. I mean, this is not a copy of Rashi. You are. The picture got copied and copied and copied and copied ahead. The mitzvasa lesita ba'orech b'saf kazeh. Because the mitzvah isn't said to be like the bottom picture. Rashi says the mitzvah is to have it vertical. Impossible means you stick it like banging a nail into the wall, horizontal, that's no good. when Ritzvah by Yosef came, he said, oh, I mean, all the mezuzahs in Review and Nasi's house were like a peg, like a nagar. So he said, no. That neger means that it was vertical, Rashi says. It's tavira. Mekom chibur hashok v'aregel. It's where the leg meets the foot at the ankle. The way your calf is, when you stand, your calf is vertical. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, like this is no good, like that is good. So Rashi says, like this is no good, that means horizontal is no good. And like this is good, that means vertical is wonderful. Or Rashi says, maybe even be kosher if it was L-shaped. You see that bottom picture? Maybe if it was bent, this is bent. This is like an L shape. That has to be very soft, pliable mezuzah. Crap. Okay. It's a soft, pliable, flexible mezuzah. As long as it's somewhat vertical, Rashi says, we're good. Tosfos, you see this long Tosfos here? Tosfos says, it can't be. Tosfos says, how could it be that vertical is good and horizontal is no good? Tosfos says, vertical? Is that, and now Tosfos is interesting. Rashi doesn't give us logic behind why this way is good, that way is no good. Tosfos does. Rebbeinu Tam says in the Netherlands, Mu'umad lab derech kavadu, to leave something vertical? Is that about kavadu? A person wants to stand, that's fine. But when you put a person, Rahman al-Slam, Rahman al-Slam, you bury a person in the ground. So how do you bury a person in the ground? You bury him horizontally. So to lay a person to the ground vertically, the Gemara calls it to bury someone vertically in the ground. Kaguras chamor karodam lechoper. The Gemara says that's an abject lack of kavod hames. So to bury a person vertically, that's like burying a person like a donkey. The Gemara says, and then he says, let's even get a little closer to home. We're talking about mezuzah. How do you lay down a sefer Torah? Sefer Torah velukashiv or mushkal. Lying down. They could have stood up the luchos in the arm, but they put them down.
Don't
stand up. Huh? Interesting. So our sefer Torah and the Aron Kodesh stand up. On the other hand, the later Baliatos, Mordechai and others say, when you lay from the sefer Torah, it's lying down. Very good. So Rebbeinu Tam obviously, what we call an Ashkenazi Torah, which is not surprising because every time it was Ashkenazi. So Ben Tam's opinion is the mezuzah ought to be, again, to make a long story short, Ben Tam, the Gemara says one way is good, one way is no good. So Rashi says the way you're supposed to have mezuzah is vertical. Horizontal, possible. Ben Tam says just the opposite. The way you're supposed to have a mezuzah is horizontal. Like the way you're laying for the Sefer Torah. Horizontal. It sounds in Tosfos, almost like Rebbeinu Tam felt that the Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh should be horizontal too. If you had the room, you really should lay the Sefer Torah down. You walk through the base. Actually, some people have the Sfarim standing up, some have the Sfarim lying down. That sounds like it's a machlokas, Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. How should the parshios be put in the tefillin? Do you roll them and put them like this? Or do you roll them and put them lying down? So it's most expressed when it comes to mezuzah, and as you pointed out, the machlokas or the two minhagim about how you build the atei chaim around the sefer Torah, whether you just have loose atei chaim and it lays down horizontally when you lean from it, like Ashkenazim do, or do you build a whole case so that you could lean from the sefer Torah vertically, may also correspond to this machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. And it sounds pretty intractable. So what are you going to do? Is it going to be... Because each one says the other one's way is possible. The Gemara says X is kosher, and Y is possible. But which is X and which is Y? Vertical, horizontal, one is good, one is no good. So you probably know part of the answer. Let's take a look. In the last Se'if, in Reish Pei Tes, here you are on page 220 in the Yerideya, Reish Pei Tes, says the Shulchan Aruch, how does Shulchan Aruch paskin? Shricha liyoz zakufa. How would you think Shulchan Aruch paskin? Shulchan Aruch is a Sfarim. You know what it says for Torah looks like. So you would think Rosh Hashanah Paskin. Mezuzah also should be standing. And indeed, Shricha Leo Zekufa Sevav. Mezuzah has to be standing vertically. Orko La Orach Mezuzah HaPaskin. Just to make it clear, the length of the Mezuzah, the length of the Mezuzah lies parallel to the length of the doorpost. Okay, and then he says another thing. Yechavein, an important din, Sheheshema, Dahinu Sofa Galila, Letzad Chutz. You want the word Shema to be facing out. Shema Sof Hagul is the end of the wrapping, because in the previous Siman, in Siman Reish Pei Ches Sif Yudalid, He says you roll it from left to right. Imagine you have a mezuzah, it says Shema over here on the right side, and it goes across. So you roll it from this side, so the Shema is on the outside, the loose end is the right side, Shema. Because when you put the mezuzah up, you gotta know this din. You don't have to know this din to be a sofa, even if you're not a sofa, you gotta know this din. You put the mezuzah up, you want the edge, where it says Shema, to be facing towards the doorway. So the positioning, Shofar says, ramrod straight, vertical like Rashi. Says Ramah Nechein Nardu. That is the mimic. So right away the Shach says, that's the mimic, that's not our mimic, I mean that's their mimic. It's just funny, it's funny, Ramah. Nechein Nardu, he's sort of wrapping up what Shofar says, Shofar holds like Rashi, and that indeed is the Sephardic practice. That's what Shach writes. Ramah is telling you, yeah, with the Shofar or Yosef Karo lived in Sephardic countries, particularly Eretz Yisrael, that's the practice. Avayei Shomer says Ramah, Shapsula Meskufa. Tosa says the opposite. Tosa says vertical apostle, Chichlius Shechuba, has to be lying down. Oracle Arocha Mezuzah passes, the length of it horizontal, so the length of the Mezuzah is along the width of the doorpost. So, and it depends on the foot, in the parentheses, that b'shem Rebbeinu Tam. So what do we do? Those who are careful about halacha, yotzim yidei sheneihem. They try to do both. U'manichem osav b'shipua u'ba'alach. So you put it at an angle. You make it diagonal. Says Ramah v'chein roi l'nhog. And that's the best to do. V'cheinom v'dinas elu. That's what we do in these countries. Meaning in Poland, in Germany, in the Ashkenazi communities would do that, and indeed this mezuzah was put up as almost every mezuzah in an Ashkenazi home at an angle. It says that way you cover your bases. Then he says, by the way, once you're angling it, which way do you do it? Like this or like that? The Yechavein Shei Rosh HaMezuzah, the top of the mezuzah, Shema, not to which way you roll it, the top versus bottom, Letzad Penim. The Shita Harona Letzad Chutz. The top line is facing in. The bottom line is facing out. In other words, as you walk on the right, like here, the mezuzah is on your right, and the top, it's tilted like this. Not like that, but like this, with the top end closer in. I should tell you the following. The Vilna Gaon was not, number one, you should know the Vilna Gaon did not support the Ramah's approach. This idea they quote to the Maharil that we're gonna cover all of our bases. One could argue just the opposite. Maybe it's puzzle. Maybe diagonal is worse. That's the question. Do you mean the machlokus is whether horizontal or vertical is puzzle? So this way it's neither horizontal nor vertical, or the machlokus is a horizontal or vertical is kosher, and now it's neither one. Right? So it's standard Ashkenazi practice is to tilt it a little bit, but basically our vertical be tilted a little bit. The Vilna Gaon said to be absolutely straight. And the Pesachim Tshuva says, we don't follow Gaon, but we do it be Mikra Adin. It's basically straight. You tilt a little bit of cover for Rebbeinu Tam. It's basically straight, like the Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh. Basically straight, but tilted a little bit. And if you don't have any room, if it's a very narrow doorway, a very narrow Pesach, you put it up straight. I'll close with this. I tried to get you a visual. I went to the library this morning. Never before have I not been able to find. The library has two copies of a monograph by Yitzhar Hirschfeld. Palestinian dwellings in the Roman Byzantine period. Not the most popular work in the library. There are two copies. I went this morning, neither one was available. So Baruch Hashem, others are also taking interest in this architecture. He has one picture where he shows you a groove of a mezuzah, a groove in a stone doorway where they put the mezuzah. What he doesn't say, he says that was for a mezuzah. What he doesn't note is the groove is actually diagonal. And the truth is, there are four shittos we show him as to how what the kosher version is. Horizontal, vertical, horizontal. So Rashi has the L shape. And you look at Beis Yosef, there are those Rishonim who said that the Kilchatchila Kasher version actually is diagonal. That didn't make an opinion of Shulchan Aruch, but it seems like someone in the days of the Tanaim was, we don't know, that's not relevant to Halacha necessarily. You don't know who lived in the house. Was that person who was a Talmud Chacham? That was a Shita? That was a person who was an Amaret? That's just what he did. But it's a fascinating thing. Okay. Ich schreibe einfach.